Welcome to this special edition of our podcast where we honor the centennial birthday of one of our most profound voices in American literature and social justice, James Baldwin. Today, we're privileged to have Edwin Baker, who is an elder for over 35 years in the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Cross the Moor, to explore Baldwin's complex relationship with the church, his indelible contributions to the civil rights movement, and his connection with Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. As we celebrate Baldwin's legacy, we delve into the challenges he posed to the religious institutions, his role in advocating for equality, and the enduring impact of his work. Let's embark on this journey of reflection and celebration. Welcome to our show, and I am Dr. Milton Brown. Hello, Edwin.
Hi, Milton.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
So, to start with, can you share your thoughts on how James Baldwin's early experiences with the church influenced his later critiques and writings about religious institutions?
Yeah, I learned from myself, actually. I didn't realize that James had actually come from a church background himself, and his dad was a minister.
That's right.
And so, you know, he fully understood what church was all about, and it gave him a real good foundation, but also provided that complexity of relationship that he had with the church that he then, in future years, began to critique. And the criticism, the hypocrisy, for want of another word, and the dogma, he observed personally within the church institution, shaped his thinking and his belief over the years. And the reason for that was he couldn't see how the church could believe what they believed but not do anything mm-hmm. as a church within the community in which they lived and the experiences that they were going through.
Could you explain a little bit more about the church not doing anything? Was that because of his, as a young person, he saw the way his father treated him as an individual? And I guess when you say not doing enough, was that about the civil rights movement, the brutality black people faced? Or was it about how his homosexuality challenged the church?
It was all of them, to be honest. So his treatment growing up, because he grew up in a really strict Christian home. Mm-hmm. So of course that had an influence. Then you've got the church itself, which espouses love and care for your fellow man, and yet your fellow man's experiencing systemic racism and abuse and all the rest of it. And all he saw the church doing was talking about it. And also as a gay man, so that inequality as well, heaped on top of everything else, began to shape his thinking. What comes to mind for me, and he probably knew this text, James 2 verse 17, faith without works is dead. So he could see this institution that espoused a faith and a supposedly practical expression of the gospel, mm-hmm. and yet he wasn't seeing it in an environment which was calling out for it.
Baldwin often challenged the church to confront race and social justice issues. How do you interpret his critiques, and what relevance do they hold for religious institutions today? Maybe you could start with what is it about the church and homosexuality?
The big issue for the church is the balance between what we believe the scripture says in terms of Leviticus talks about man should lie with man, but balancing that with you can still love your fellow man, even though you may not love the practices that they engage in. And that is the struggle that the church has. Some individuals or some churches, etc., can't square that circle, as it were. No, can't have them at all. We shouldn't have nothing to do with them at all. You know, as opposed to, no, they're still a human being that we will profess in the one breath, God loves. Well, if God loves them, I'm supposed to love them too. And no matter then who they are, what their beliefs may be, if your brother's struggling, you ought to help them. And whether they are gay, black, brown, pink, da-da-da, shouldn't matter. If they need help, that's what we should be doing. And that's the thing that I think really struck with him, being a gay man himself, and probably how the church responded to him, formed his opinions and shaped his critiques of the church, which generally as a whole still hold true today. And as a church, we still struggle with addressing head on some of these fundamental systematic experiences that we go through as a people. Even if you took homosexuality out the window, what's the church doing about systemic racism? What's the church doing about the impact that the education system's having on our children? What's the church doing about poverty? You know, if we're brutally honest, not a lot. Because if we were doing it, we would see change.
Could you discuss Baldwin's contribution to the civil rights movement, particularly how his writings and activism helped shape public discourse on race and equality?
Baldwin brought a powerful voice to the civil rights movement. He brought a deeper understanding on an emotional and psychological level, which to me was needed as well as the physical struggle itself. His essays, they emphasized a greater empathy and understanding and shaping of the narrative that was going on. So he brought in a lot of other social issues, and he was really eloquent with it, you know, which was meant that it wasn't just for, you know, the struggle wasn't just for the man on the street. You know, it was for educated individuals as well. And it was that depth to the civil rights movement that I think he brought that influenced leaders as well as your activists on the ground. And he helped to bridge that gap, I think.
Well, touching on that then James Baldwin had a unique relationship with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Can you share insights to their interactions and how Baldwin's perspectives influenced the broader civil rights movement?
Baldwin and King definitely had a mutual respect for each other.
Behind closed doors, but out in the field,
yeah.
I think Martin kept a kind of a distance. Mm.
Well, I think part of that as well was may have been influenced by the church's view on homosexuality. Also, Baldwin was a really intelligent man. Yeah. But I think they had a mutual respect because they came from different perspectives. Yeah. And I think they both came to appreciate that both those perspectives were needed within the civil rights movement, because it wasn't just one or the other. There had to be more of a holistic approach. And I think that whilst Martin brought that non-violent activism,
Christian perspective,
and a Christian perspective, Baldwin brought that psychological and emotional perspective, but also, because of his background, from a Christian perspective.
That's right.
And so neither was exclusive. And you need all those different facets, especially when it came down to identity.
I always think of James Baldwin as we know about Malcolm X, we know about Dr. Luther King, we know about the Black Panthers, we know about Thurgood Marshall and the rest, but he's not spoken about. Mm. Like the rest. And I think he is up there with all of them. Because to be rejected by Black America because of his identity, sexual identity, and then rejected by America because he was Black, and still bring profound contributions to the civil rights movement, it takes a special, determined type of person to do that.
I think one of the things he did bring was that it wasn't just the physical toll that the oppression and the systematic racism and everything else brought on an individual, but also that the mental and emotional and psychological toll, which, you know, nobody else really addressed.
That's right.
You know, he brought that into the narrative, so people could understand it. You know, you may not be being physically beaten, but you can be beaten in so many other different ways.
And I think that influenced Dr. King's message.
Yeah.
In lots of different ways. It just wasn't a Christian narrative. Dr. King started to make links with the Vietnam War and various other inequalities that was going on in America. So how do you think Baldwin's identity as a gay man informed his views on justice and equality? And how have these views resonated with today's movement for intersectionality and social justice?
I think Baldwin was one of the first to articulate that interconnectedness of racial, sexual, and economic oppression that clearly resonates today. The whole LGBTQ plus community, the issues that we're experiencing even now in this country with the different racial groups, with the different religious groups, you know, the far right and et cetera. Have things got better? No, the situations have just changed, but that intersectionality and inequality has raised its head again. And as it was then, it needs to be addressed. As he would say, it's a hard pill to swallow, but we have to swallow the pill.
In what ways do you think Baldwin's legacy continues to inspire current and future generations of activists and thinkers, particularly within the church and other faith-based communities?
When I think of Baldwin, I often think authenticity and accountability, two words which I think resonated with him in particular, and especially the church. If we are going to be authentic in what we say we believe and our faith, then that has to be demonstrated and we have to be held accountable for what we say we believe. And so that means, in reality, we have to confront some uncomfortable truths. And that dealing with uncomfortable truths is the continual challenge that I think is his legacy. Whether we like it or not, we need individuals like yourself to keep asking the question, well, where's the social gospel, man? Where is it? The thing that you talk about, are you doing it? You know. So faith, I see it, I believe it. But even the word says, again, faith without works, dead. It's a waste of time.
Yeah. If I might just add to that, what about responsibility? Because you said authenticity and accountability. What about responsibility? What could you say for future generations and activists and thinkers? What about responsibility? Because he stood up, didn't he?
For me personally, as a Christian, just bearing the name comes with a responsibility. The reality is for me, you cannot call yourself truly, hand on heart, a Christian, if you are not going to take the responsibility to face the challenges and to stand up for what really is simply human respect, the basic principles of helping your brother or sister.
Our sister. All right, that's good. As we celebrate his 100th birthday, what message or lessons from his life and work do you think is the most important for us to carry forward into the future?
Tina Turner sang a song. What's love got to do with it?
All right.
James Baldwin would reply, everything. Everything. Okay. His belief that love and understanding can overcome hatred, division, is still as powerful a reminder that we are called to engage with empathy and courage to face injustice in this world today.
Wow, and I think we should end it on that note. Edwin Baker, I want to say a big thank you for joining us today and offering your deep insights into the life and legacy of James Baldwin. As we commemorate Baldwin's 100th birthday, we reflect on his powerful challenges to the church, unwavering commitment to social justice, and enduring influence on the civil rights movement. Baldwin's voice continues to echo through the ages, inspiring us to strive for a more just and equitable world. Thank you, listeners, for being part of this celebration. Until next time, let's keep Baldwin's spirit alive through our conversations, actions, accountability, and responsibility. See you soon.